Neil McHugh, tough loss here in Roscommon, 110-107. Never really got going.
No, we had a tough day at the office, in fairness. To be honest, we didn't. We were, on the day, we were by far, we were beaten by the better team. I've absolutely no complaints with the result. And to be honest, it could have been a bit more. Our lads really and truly didn't turn up. Conceded another early goal on the back foot again all through. I just thought with breaks and everything, we seemed to be second to every ball. We didn't get the performance that we needed this evening. And look, at it's regrouped for next weekend again, Mayo, which is going to be another very tough game.
Out of the two games now, 1 point, really have to get the next few results, and like you said, it's going to be a tough one against Mayo, but desperately needed that win.
Well, there's no doubt about it. If we don't, probably the likelihood is if we don't win our last two games, it'd be Mayo and Leitrim, we're going to drop out of the, we're going to drop into tier two for 2024.
Just nearly, I think he had 12 eyes altogether. It was just, even there were chances there. And
we had a lot of opportunities early on, and even there towards the end, like, you know what I mean. We had a few, maybe three wides there in the second half. We had the same in the first half, but their wides, like, you know, the guys, the efforts were there. They took on the shot. You can't fault a guy for putting a ball a foot or two wide. It was more or less out around the middle and all over the pitch where I'd be more disappointed. We had the chances, the stats show them. I haven't looked at it. Now Roscommon had it as well, on the other hand as well too, so it's good for one, is, you know, it's equivalent for the other. But look, at we're beaten. I've no issues with the final score.
Yeah, did you get down to see the Mayo game last weekend against Roscommon? Have you seen much of them?
I watched the video of the Mayo game. They're a good side, there's no doubt about that. A lot of quality all over, and we really have to be bringing a Ray game to that one, or else we're going to be looking at this. We need to bring a Ray game to that game.
And just in that first half there, you had the wind. Looks like the lads were trying to use the wind, but just kept skipping out over that end line.
Yeah, a couple of balls out over the end line. We had worked on it in training to get balls into our full forward line and take them on. Unfortunately, the balls went in, but there was a bit too much power on them, and they went out over the end line, you know. As I said last week, like, you know, it's no disrespect to the other guys, but they're 16 and 17 years of age, and we're still trying to learn them, you know. So if anything comes out of today and it's a learning curve, hopefully we'll see it for next weekend again, Mayo.